Five's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. Russell Smith back with you. It is The Drive on Fan Run Radio. John Tyler's here with the Top 5 at 5, brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Set up your free smile consultation online at knoxvillesmiles.com.
Number one, college baseball's right around the corner in 2020, and the SEC figures to be loaded again this year. Defending national champion Vanderbilt enters the season as the nation's top overall team. Including Vandy, 9 SEC teams enter the preseason ranked in the top 25, including 6 in the top 10. Georgia and Arkansas are ranked in the top 5, while Mississippi State, Auburn, and Florida are ranked in the top 10. LSU is ranked 12th, Texas A&M 21st, Ole Miss 23rd. Guess where Tennessee's ranked, everyone?
Unranked?
Unranked. We got 14 votes to be ranked, though.
What is that according to?
USA Today coaches poll.
Okay. I know that somebody inside the Tennessee program said that they're expecting to be very, very good this year.
I expect us to be very – I mean, we went to the playoffs last year. That's a big step. I love Tony Vitello. I think Russ kind of looks like him.
What?
Yeah.
I think I look like Tony Vitello,
a guy who's often been referred to by many ladies as the sexiest man in Knoxville. I'm a dead ringer.
No, not
Thank
that part.
You. John, that's the nicest thing.
If you started planning, I mean, it's coming up on your favorite holiday of the year, Captain Romance.
I mean, I got date tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm always planning.
What's your wife doing? Number two.
Go on with your segment. Is that what you say, Bear? That's well played.
ESPN,
John Tyler?
Yeah. ESPN has ranked Tennessee, the Tennessee win over Indiana in the Gator Bowl, as the 14th best game of the 2019 season.
It was a pretty good game. I mean, they choked harder than Mama Cass eating a sandwich.
Oh! It was good, but it was not enjoyable, man. We were in here watching that game, and I was just, oh. That game was, and it is emblematic of our season. There were a lot of games like that. Tennessee football was not fun this year to watch, like the actual games in and of themselves.
No.
The Kentucky game, the Missouri game, oh, man. Obviously, the Georgia State BYU games, it was just a struggle at times. I'm glad we won the games, not trying to be negative Nancy, but. Oh, man, there was some bad watching this year.
The Missouri game, I was driving back from Orlando, and our Sirius XM, all we had was the Missouri telecast, and so it was even magnified worse having to listen to their idiot announcers talk about the game.
Were they like, we're getting robbed or
Yeah, it was just bad. Yeah, their pregame, they interviewed swimmers, Missouri swimmers, as part of their football pregame show.
It's way those, I mean, those... Ball Network, I mean, at least they focus on football, I'd say, but all those things are pretty sheepy because they're...
Yeah, I mean, well, you should, since you're the announcer for team.
Well, it's a publicity wing of the university, so they're not going to be in any way critical. It's all promotional, but...
Most school announcers would be pro their team, unless you're
part of the Ball Network. That's why you tune into the Tennessee tailgate right here on Fan Run Radio.
Number three, Eli Manning bid farewell to the NFL today. Manning finished with a 117-117 career regular season record.
Bye, Eli!
He guided two legendary playoff runs, owns just about every giant franchise passing record, and ranks among the NFL's top 7 in both touchdown passes, 366, and passing yards, 57,023.
I don't see how you can keep him out, man. He's the best quarterback in Giants history. I really don't. If you really look at it, just take... The one thing that's given everybody pause is his overall record.
Wasn't George Blanda or one of those real old timer, like one of the legends of the game, was a longtime Giants quarterback, wasn't he?
Was Phil Simms Giants quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah, he won a couple of Super Bowls. Or one. Did he win two?
He won one. He won one. In 87. They beat the Broncos in the Rose Bowl. And then you're thinking of Hostetler. Haas.
From West Virginia, right?
I don't know where he went, but that was the Scott Norwood game.
But think about the receivers Eli had during his time at the Giants. Did he have a Hall of Fame receiver?
No. He had some pretty good ones, though.
Yeah.
He had Victor Cruz.
who's the LSU guy? Shockey. Randall. Shockey was good for them for a number of years.
But not considered, like, compared to, like, Peyton. You know, Peyton had.
Yeah, but the argument with Peyton is, would those guys have been Hall of Famers without Peyton?
I think that's a.
Harrison Wayne would have.
Yeah, I think they would have. I think that. No, that's a good point, John. Like, I don't think Eli ever had the supporting cast that Peyton did.
No. Number four, Todd Orlando has been hired as USC's new defensive coordinator. The school announced Friday. Orlando replaces Clancy Pendergast, who was let go by the Trojans following this past season.
Clancy Pendergast.
Orlando had been fired after three seasons.
Tony Orlando is the new defensive coordinator.
He was previously at Texas before he got fired on December the 1st.
Tony Orlando?
That's his name. Todd. Todd Orlando. Then number five, the Big Ten is proposing a new rule that coaches must make recruiting calls and do all electronic correspondence on a school-issued and purchased device.
That ain't going to happen.
That's so cute. I love the Big Ten, man. They're so cute up there.
Trying
to take football seriously. Oh, you got to do everything on the school. Or what? You're going to fire your uber-successful football coach and you catch him on his burner phone?
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin lands in Ole Miss and immediately is told, get a burner phone. It just means more.
You didn't have to tell Lane Kiffin to get a burner, okay?
He's got number like 12.
One. Yeah. He's like way ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah. He's got a you know, one of those deep desk drawers. It's usually the bottom drawer on your desk. He's got like a stack of them in there.
It's got a false bottom.
All right, that is the top five at five. Knoxville Smiles, whether you're looking for cosmetic dentistry, implants, restoration, or just a general cleaning, they do it all at Knoxville Smiles. See for yourself by booking your free consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com or just call 865-539-1776. Again, KnoxvilleSmiles.com or 539-1776. Let's talk to Phil. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive.
What do you say, didn't you?
Hello.
How y'all doing?
We're doing well. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there. Tony Orlando wouldn't even want to sung that song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon on Oak Tree.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did
take
sing
your
that.
Word
and then,
for it.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, right?
Oh, well, okay. Well, okay. Where Dawn is. Guys, I enjoyed all this women's basketball talk in the first hour. I'd actually watched that game last night, as atrocious as it was. Looked like to me UConn was quick and had no shooting, and Tennessee was big and slow and has no point guard. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's probably a fair assessment. I mean, they definitely out-athleted us. They had more speed and quickness and all that stuff. We had some big girls. That one gal with the huge leg brace, I mean, she fell down one time. She's out there. Obviously, she is not 100%, but I would imagine that's something that will have to be addressed in recruiting.
Yeah, and you look at the recruiting, look like Geno's had to transfer from Tennessee sitting on his bench, and they were talking about two UConn recruits were McDonald's All-Americans, and the Lady Vols having McDonald's All-Americans in their recruiting class?
No, just 2 4-stars.
And you really look at it now, UConn is still good, but their program's equal or better than them now. You got Baylor, you've got Notre Dame, you've got South Carolina, and you've got Mississippi State. And I guess Stanford's better than the Lady Vols, so I mean it's there's more parity at the top of the women's basketball than it was 10 years ago.
No, I mean that's a good point. The sport has definitely evolved. I do think that Tennessee is still enough of a brand. That's interesting to me that you know he's just 2 4-stars. Like surely at some point we will land. Big recruit. I mean, Holly was able to land several like elite 5-star.
I think Jordan Horston was like the number 2 or 3 player in the country.
Yeah, Mercedes Russell was the number
one
player
in the
country.
Holly didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know.
She's very similar to Butch in this respect. She could recruit those players, but you know, we could go out and put you in a Ferrari, Russ, and you'd probably wrap it around a tree in 20 feet because you don't know what to do with it.
Well, the program was just tremendously undisciplined and. Yeah. That, to me, was the biggest thing last night is like, okay, like they're actually playing with a sense of purpose and hustle and all-out effort. And I just think they ran out of gas, man. And the only way to do that is through development and getting in better shape and getting better players.
There's obviously a couple of players on their team that don't need to be playing at this level. I'm just going to say that.
Well, that's interesting. I heard Jeremy Pruitt used the UT brand and all his talking. Evidently, Jeremy Pruitt thinks the UT brand is bigger than it probably is. It has been in the past, but maybe he can get it back to where it used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about the Lady Vol brand, and they've been insignificant for almost as long. And I say insignificant, just, you know, mediocre for the past, what, three or four seasons, and Tennessee football's been mediocre longer than that, but...
Yeah,
like we went to our last Final Four probably about the time that we were last really good in football. So, but it feels like our brand and, you know, Pat Summitt, you know, people still talk about her today. So I feel like that's more valuable in women's basketball than it is in football. I mean, that is something that people just forget is that Power T brand. Yeah, it's big to us, but to these. The Zach Evans kid that we're recruiting right now, that kid's probably never seen us play football when we're good. He probably knows nothing about us. He might not even know that Peyton played here.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, you know, this younger generation, they've been watching, you know, Drew Brees and Tom Brady as their football idols. And college football, the teams are LSU and Alabama and Clemson. You know, they don't know that we were ever good.
Is Evans visiting this weekend?
I think it's next weekend.
It's this weekend.
It is this weekend that he's supposed to come in. That we're trying to confirm whether or not he actually got on the plane.
He canceled his Florida visit. The thing about Evans, though, that I just figured out, he can't sign another national letter of intent.
Yeah.
You just got to hope that he shows up.
He's got to show up.
Yeah. So his recruitment's not going to be over until he shows up on a campus somewhere this
summer. And it's a package deal. That big lineman goes to his high school, too, and he's about 350 pounds, that big three-star lineman.
Kyrie Miller?
It's not Kyrie Miller. It's a different one.
I don't know about that.
I haven't heard about that.
I get on the message boards and look. It's on there. But you talk about Eli Manning. When I think of Eli Manning, I think of two quail duck passes and two Super Bowls that end up winning the game for him.
Hey, man. It doesn't matter. Just as long as it gets there. Phil, appreciate the phone calls. Please. Get John Tweet in here before the break. Good afternoon, Tweet. You're on the Drive, Fan Run Radio.
Bubsy.
Yes.
Was that Cheeker took a shot at me?
Several people have taken shots at you. It's been a rough day for you, Tweet. Rough day for the brand.
I was listening earlier, and I thought it was a podcast, and the phones were still broke. So I turned it off, and then I turned it back on, and then Jeeker was saying something. I tell you, for all my faults, I've never called in and advertised another show on another station middle of my call.
Well, that's good.
Boys, I don't have much today. See you later.
All right, that's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's vintage John Tweet.
But that's why, like, he could use that today. He's going to have to come up with something tomorrow. Yeah. It was one of those things that's funny the first time, right?
Yeah.
Quick timeout. The Drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Coming up, we'll reset some poll questions for you if you're just joining here, just getting off, talk a little Lady Vol basketball. We'll get more into this Zach Evans thing. That is interesting. He's already signed with Georgia. I'm not sure that's the rule. I've seen some different things out there about that. I mean, it would be, on one hand, reasonable that you can't sign twice. On the other hand, it's kind of stupid, man. If they let you out, you should be able to sign again. That seems to be
logical. Yeah, I mean, that would seem to be fair. I do want to remind you, we've got to touch on the Wuhan problem.
Okay, we'll get Bears. We'll go to the Drive's Health Organization, World Health Clinic, the CDC.
I mean,
the Drive Center for Disease Control with Dr. Bear.
The Drive Science Desk.
The Drive Science Desk.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to make some promo for it.
Boy, that desk just sounds ate up with dumbass. But we'll go there. Coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio continues. Garner on Twitter asked, is Bear going to be in the Knox Catholic skyboxes for the game versus IMG?
First of all, there aren't skyboxes at Catholic High School's gym. It's a modest parochial school over there in the heart of West Knoxville. Normally, I stand with, you know, the last couple times I've been there, has been with, you know, Russell's been with me. We usually stand at the corner on the floor. You know, might have a bag of corn.
Maybe a bag of corn. Popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay. Bottle they have of good water. Popcorn. I love popcorn at a basketball game.
It's a good high school popcorn.
Y.A. Tittle was the quarterback who played for the Giants.
Y.A. Tittle is not as good as Eli, no.
Seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time first team, most valuable player in 1963, three-time NFL passing touchdowns leader, passer ratings leader.
I mean, in 1963, John Tyler would have been your left tackle.
Once threw seven touchdown passes in a single game.
He was good.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Y.A. Tittle?
He did throw more interceptions than touchdowns in his career.
That was back when they were throwing that gigantic ball.
Yeah. He's the guy. Isn't he the guy that Frank Gifford crushed in the famous picture where he's standing over him?
No, that's Nick. I think it's Nick Bonacani.
Oh, was it?
It was either No. Chuck Bednarik. It was Chuck Bednarik that...
Oh, that hit Frank Gifford. I got it the other way around. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't think anybody... Has anybody ever seen the actual play? Did they have a film of it?
I don't think so.
It was just the aftermath.
Yeah, they said it was just one of the worst hits of...
Oh, one of the dirtiest shots ever.
Of all time. Just about broke that dude in half.
Yeah. You can still do that, technically. I mean, the Doug Atkins, you know, quote still holds true.
Well, there's a hit in one of the NFL games, or no, it was in one of the college playoff games. It was in the championship, wasn't it? Where the guy just LSU guy, I think, just was it Amari Rodgers that got hurt? He was about broken half.
Yeah,
it was a perfectly legal hit.
Yeah. But he got whiplashed.
It was bad.
The Lady Vols haven't been to the Final Four since 2008, and that's when they won their last national championship.
They're irrelevant now.
It's been 12 years.
Oh.
I mean, they are.
They've been to the Elite Eight since then, just not the Final Four.
We're in the top 25.
We used to live in the Final Four.
Okay, we're not.
I'll watch another game when they make a Final Four.
Hold on. We're not what we used to be, but to say that we're irrelevant is factually inaccurate.
Right now we are.
No, we're not. Barrett, they just...
We're a novelty.
We just played a game on national television last night in the 7 o'clock slot on ESPN. It's not irrelevant.
Sure.
This is the kind of take that if Trey delivered, you would be all down his throat
Not about the Lady Vols. No, you can take your absolutely, you know, shove it. No, I wouldn't. Not about the Lady Vols. I'm not changing my take on them. You can go back before I join the show.
Okay, but you can be a sexist women's basketball hater if you want, but most people in our audience like Tennessee athletic teams.
Don't paint me with that brush, Russell. The Lady Vols live in the Final Four. I'll start paying attention again when they get back to where they're supposed to be, which is in the Final Four.
Well, first of all, no, you won't.
I'll pay more attention to it than I do now.
Snide remarks about it and put them down, which is the point I'm trying to get across, the larger point. You like to come at Trey anytime it's perceived as he's attacking something that our audience holds sacred and dear. You're doing the exact same thing you often accuse him of right now, and I just want you to know that. I just want to point out the finger of hypocrisy is being pointed at you right now.
I'm pointing my finger of hypocrisy at you because that's not true.
That can be your response. It is true. You're being a hypocrite.
No, I'm not. There's a huge difference.
How?
Born and raised here. UT fan.
Oh, stop. That is not a reason. That is a cop-out.
No, it's not. Russell, I've been saying the same thing for years. I said you should have ran Holly when she couldn't make a Final Four, and you and Fred and Richie thought it was really funny to crush me every time I said it.
Stop changing the point. Address the issue. How is it not hypocritical for you to attack something that the vast majority of our audience enjoys and is a fan of, and you attack Trey for doing the same thing fairly regularly?
Nah, it's not the same thing.
That's not an argument.
I don't root for Auburn.
That's not an argument.
Sure it is. I'm a Tennessee fan. Like, I'll trash you all day long, but I swear to God, if I'm out somewhere and somebody says something ugly about you, I'm ready to go.
You're changing the...
No, I'm not.
You're boxed in here, and you're flailing wildly.
No, I'm not.
I'm not flailing around, you knucklehead.
You're
changing the...
No, I'm not.
You're taking shots at Trey. You're taking shots at me.
No,
you're not addressing the issue.
You set this thing up.
How is it not hypocritical?
Because he's not a Tennessee fan. He's a Big J journalist.
That has nothing to do with the issue.
Yeah, it does.
You can't say...
As a member of the fan base, I can do it.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Anybody can say something that doesn't have anything to do with what they're being accused of as a defense against it.
Why am I a bad guy for demanding excellence out of our basketball team? We basically invented the damn sport. And if you want to get all happy, happy, joy, joy, because we made an Elite Eight a few years ago, and, you know, good God, we're in the bottom of the top 25 in women's basketball when there's not 10 good teams in the nation, be my guest. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. Okay?
That's exactly what you're doing. You're pretending to care about something you've said you don't care about before.
That's not true.
Direct quote on the show. I can go find the tape. What is it? You don't like the program and you hope it collapses into the river. That's a direct quote.
I was upset that day.
Own it. You hypocrite.
Loud noises.
Have you got a hold of yourself now?
The inconsistency.
Did you get a hold of yourself now?
I'm fine. The inconsistency pisses me off. It's not even the inconsistency that pisses me off.
Well, it's then what is it?
The refusal to acknowledge your inconsistency when it's presented right in front of you. You could be president. You know that? You could be one of these clowns up in the Senate right now.
Whoa. Hey, don't throw me in with those greedy
heads. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's exactly the same thing.
I have nothing in common with any of those the 100 people. None of them.
Here's what you said. I didn't say that.
Well, pull the tape there, genius. I'm very conflicted about the women's program. But I'm not going to act like, you know, sit and pump sunshine when...
Nobody's pumping sunshine. We all know we're not what we're supposed to be. That's why we changed coaches. Who's pumping sunshine?
You and Tyler.
How? All he said was he was just. He literally said the last Final Four we went to was in 2008.
And it triggered me.
It's my fault, guys.
It's been 12 years since we had a Final Four.
Who did we play in that Final Four?
Oh. Was it Baylor? Was that Griner?
I don't think it was Griner. Let me go back.
She knocked us out of the
Elite Eight. We beat LSU in one of them.
She knocked us out of the Elite Eight. We could have gotten back to the Final Four.
865-546-8200. Portions of our show today brought to you by Citizens National Bank. You'll get consistency out of them every time. They're not wishy-washy like Bear. And if they make a
mistake, go to hell, Russ.
If they make a mistake, they'll step up and own it. They'll apologize to you.
Unlike Russell, they will apologize.
LSU and Stanford.
I was about to say it. We beat Stanford for the championship and played LSU in the Final Four. UConn was also in that Final Four.
Citizens National Bank. It's a championship program, has been for many years. Started out in Sevier County, have now spread their wings to include, of course, Knox, Sevier, Jefferson, Hamblin counties now as well. You can visit them online at cnbtn.com, cnbtn.com. That's Citizens National Bank.
I hope we have enough time to give Bear, after the break here in a minute, we give Bear plenty of time for his coronavirus.
Russ doesn't deserve an update on the coronavirus. I'll tell you guys after.
We'll settle down. He's going to calm down and just sit there in his wrongness and
sit over there
in it for a
you still marinating on what I told you earlier?
You didn't tell me anything.
I told you plenty.
You're
a fraud, Russ Smith.
Your complete retort to your accusation was, Trey roots for Auburn. That's all you could come up with.
I can make a goofy voice like you on about half your coal. Ed Orgeron's not ever going to win anything, Bear. He's an idiot. They're going to have to blow him out. He'll never win more than eight games.
And what have I said? What have I said? This is what you do when you're proven wrong, Bear. I was wrong. I really whiffed on that one. That's how a man handles his mistakes. You fess up to it. You address it head on. I missed it. I was dead wrong about Ed Orgeron. He won a championship. It was one of the best teams. And boy, do I have egg on my face. It's not hard.
I don't apologize.
It actually feels good.
I don't apologize.
I don't have to lay my head down on the pillow and know that I'm living a lie. How do you live with yourself?
Easily.
What? I can go to sleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. In the morning?
A beautiful old dude looking back at me. A little grizzled.
Beautiful.
Some scars. Beautiful. A lot of hard living. What are you laughing about?
It's just the word beautiful and bare. I just
come over this console after both of you guys.
It's good times. Beautiful bear.
We're going to take a quick break. You got a credibility problem.
I really don't.
You're going to put on your little Dr. Co. and throw around a bunch of big words here in just a minute. But you've just made a fool of yourself.
I mean, you are just eaten up with jealousy that I'm smarter than you on this stuff.
The bear apologists are going to be calling in. Bear's answering the phone like crazy. The bear apologists are going to call in and be all over you, Russ.
Somebody keeps prank calling. If I ever catch you, I'm like Mo off The Simpsons. I will kill you.
Well, I'm sure that what you just said will do a lot to
stop it.
To make it stop.
Put them on.
Let's take a break. We'll break it down. The drive continues. Stay with us. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Wyatt Tittle was the photo of him on his knees with the blood trickling down his balding head. Another manly football picture. All right, we're back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Against my better judgment, we're going to go to the Fan Run Centers for Disease Control. I feel like Bears, what was left of his credibility, just fell off a cliff and oozed into the Tennessee River. But he has
No, you're not going to do this. You're not going to sit here and tarnish my brand, my friend. Okay, no,
you've done a good enough job.
I'll tell you what. I'll tweet out my information to my followers.
No, go ahead, doctor. Put on your readers there and your little.
This is
coat.
Important. This is important information.
Bear,
shut
MD.
Up, John.
No, it. Hey, did I not tweet you?
Yeah, are we all going to die?
Last night about...
We got coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. 65 million of us are going to die. Yeah.
So you're saying we have a chance.
Because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I can't take you seriously. 65 million of us are going to die?
Worst case scenario, yeah.
Well, this is what you do.
They've been forecasting this. Like, there's been scientists, and apparently... There's a significant number of scientists who don't think that this thing came from the animal market or whatever the hell they were claiming it was for.
Where did it come from?
Well, funny you should ask. China apparently in 2017, Russ, built a lab to study SARS and Ebola in...
Oh, no.
Wuhan. Mm. And U.S. scientists warned in 2017 that a virus could escape the facility... Located in the same city that's at the coronavirus's outbreak center.
Could escape the facility.
Yeah. Ahead of its January 2018 opening, biosafety experts and scientists from the United States and United States CDC expressed concerns that a virus could escape the lab.
How? Like it gets on somebody's coat one day and he goes home?
I would say they probably noticed something if you're coming from like the CDC, which is down in Atlanta at Emory, and that's the one closest to us. You know, do you not feel like if we went to another radio station, we saw they had some stuff hooked up wrong, we might, you know, be like, these guys may run into some trouble. They, you know, have that, you know, try and wire that
Does
stuff.
Does China let our folks over there to monitor their stuff? I think on stuff.
I don't think it was a monitor. I mean, this is like, yeah.
They're like, hey, America, we're experimenting with Ebola. Check it out.
I think that in the scientific world, it's not as politicized and they have, you know, regardless of nationality, there's a lot of times people on this level, when you're talking about stuff like SARS and Ebola.
Okay, so it could be a much more nefarious thing than just, hey, this is a normal life.
What it could be is Captain Trips, my friend.
A weaponized
I wouldn't
illness.
Say weaponized, but it might have been something they were studying and they didn't build the lab as securely as they should have. And now this coronavirus.
Shouldn't Corona alcohol, they should capitalize on this, right? I mean, they need to.
It was called a coronavirus, I think, before.
I bet you Corona sales are going up this week.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting free publicity.
Because people hear it and they're like, oh, that sounds good.
Here's the deal, though. Like, this is, yes, MASH, this is in our backyard now. This isn't just something far away.
Well, that's what I tried to tell Russ the other day, and him and Trey were flapping around.
This is an hour and a half down the road.
With their heads cut off, yeah. I mean, it's out.
Cookeville. There's Tennessee one, Tech.
It's in Chicago, and it's in Texas A&M,
and too. Tennessee Tech. That's terrifying. It's not officially in those
Okay,
places,
so currently, though. Right now...
terrifying.
China's got 40 million citizens quarantined now.
40 million quarantined?
Yeah.
Now, when you say quarantined, they in their houses or just the city? Like, they can't travel.
The cities are shut down, but I mean, you're talking about.
This is the same country that built a lab that let the virus get out.
Yeah, but they've never tried to do anything. This has never been done before.
Shanghai Disneyland even has closed because of this.
Fights have been canceled. Everything. Movie theaters are closed. They're basically making... And the problem with this thing is apparently the incubation period is 5 to 7 days, so you don't become symptomatic, but you are contagious, and it's going to spread like wildfire.
Is this Doogie Howser?
Yes.
And it's apparently past...
Doogie Bear.
I'll kick your ass at recess. You start calling me Doogie Bear.
That's what does it for
that's,
you.
That's a line.
Doogie Bear is a line, a bridge too far.
I'll let you have a lot of fun. I give you more leeway than anybody
Doogie
I've ever known
Howser
in my life.
Doogie Howser was a hero. He was a child doctor. Like, what's wrong with that? It's a nice thing to say.
He saved countless lives.
I mean, just...
You're going to turn off the music?
I've told you and told you I don't like the Doogie Howser music.
Well, it's not about you. It's a radio show. It's funny. He laughed.
That's because you guys are dorks, and you watch this when you were little kids. I didn't watch this show.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean it's
not
a funny bit.
Okay, let's turn it out. Here's some horrible-sounding Casio keyboards, Russell. I'm trying to do a public service here, of which you never do on The Drive. God forbid you get serious for a minute and warn the public about a public health crisis.
He is pro anti-washing hands.
I've had enough out of you, Tyler.
I was taking your side.
I don't care at this
very
point.
Very mean doctor. Terrible bedside manner.
Do you take Medicare, Medicaid?
No, this is all the construct in Russell's demented warped mind.
I'll just let you die bleeding alone in your bed. Okay. Yeah, you're a goner. See ya.
You know.
Nothing I can do for you.
Smooth brain Russell over there. Everything's got to be a joke. I mean, it's like it could end up being a worldwide pandemic. It's already spread to basically country. They've got it in Europe. I think they have one in England. Some here. It's all over the Pacific Rim. I don't think it's hit the Middle East yet, but.
How did it get to Cookeville? Was somebody on that plane with the guy in Seattle?
They said due to their recent travel history.
See, what's scary about it is, and that's why I asked you if you've been to the CDC and ever seen like those animations of when something like this, when it breaks out worldwide, like you get, there we go. Yeah. Washing over me like a cool breeze.
Clooney is a doctor.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What's happening right now?
Don't be a wise guy.
Go on with your set.
Clooney was a doctor.
So all these, the Chicago, the Texas A&M, the Cookeville, these are all people who are on that plane in Seattle, right? That's the only
one.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, you know, I mean, that's what I said, you know, the genie was out of the bottle before they figured out what they were dealing with over there in China. God knows how many international flights took off. I mean, Wuhan has an international airport, and then it blows up exponentially from there. And apparently the virus, I saw something earlier. I want to make sure I get this because it's the kind of thing where you're going to call BS, but. Apparently, it can be transmitted through your eyes.
What do you mean?
Just looking at someone?
No, like you know how you get pink
eye on your
people.
Eye, and it's...
yeah, I think that's one of the.
I always figured like
vectors.
Everybody like can everything
rubbing your eye
like everything can be transmitted that way, right? Like if you're
Like if you're sick like that, but yeah, apparently that's
like
one
your
of
parent,
the,
your one kid of the main like vectors is sick and the they cough and it gets in your face.
Here's the thing about your eyes is if you have something wrong with one eye, like an infection of something, it can spread to the other eye, then your body will attack your own eyes.
Yeah, I was aware of that, and you can go blind.
So I'm going to go blind as I die.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to I'll take care of you, Russ. I do that, even though I don't really like you a whole lot on today's show right now. I would take care of you.
If Russell passed out right here in our studio, would you pick him up like a baby and carry him to safety?
No, I would make sure that he didn't have anything constricting around his neck and his airway wasn't obstructed, and then I would call.
So you would take your hands out of the
God's sake, if I ever come to and Bear is giving me CPR. I mean, John, we have not gone over emergency procedures, but for God's sake, if I have
Trey will be doing the mouth to mouth. I'll do the chest.
Anybody, that's fine. Like anybody else,
I'll be doing the chest compressions.
It'll be like from the Sandlot, Wendy yes. Peppercorn.
Yeah, it'll be just like that, except the complete opposite. Well, Uncle ruined, Chuck on Twitter is calling this Bears Kung Flu update.
Nice.
Was that off color? Is that not good?
No, it's not. That's it. You've ruined my PSA, my live PSA, Russ.
What is the one point you want to get? What is the PSA? What is the one point that you want the listeners to take heed of?
I mean, we're screwed. We've been screwed.
Well, that's not.
We've been screwed since the virus escaped. Who it's really dangerous for is the elderly and young children.
Okay, thank you. That sounds like something a doctor would say. I mean, can you imagine if this did get to the point where like the Surgeon General's on TV and he's just like, "We're screwed. You're all
it's over.
Dead.
It's all over."
Well, no. I mean, the weird thing is if you start looking back in history, about every 100 years or so, something like this happens. Some kind of global pandemic. It's like nature's way of thinning the crowd. Earth's a pretty crowded place about right
John
now.
John on Twitter says, I think mouth-to-mouth is out now. No more of that, allegedly.
Yeah, I think it's you get like two breaths.
No, I was at doctor's office with one of my kids. They were having a checkup, and they gave me like the packet of information, like, here's all the thing you need to know. And that was one of the things, is like what to do if your kid is choking, and then like the CPR thing. And they did say, like, you do the chest compressions, and then two firm breaths into the mouth, mm-hmm. and then you continue.
Yeah, it's like 60 compressions or 30 compressions or something like that for every two breaths, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're doing it right, you're breaking ribs.
Yeah, you got to really push down. I think it's like 3 inches.
Yeah, I was surprised at that, too.
Push down 3 inches.
Yeah, like
inches.
A lot of times people that come into the ER, apparently.
Why don't they make CPR? The CPR thing like a mandatory high school class, you know? Like, I feel like that's something everybody should know.
It's mandatory for teachers.
I mean, like for students. Everyone should know how to do that.
Yeah, everybody should know how to do it, right?
Yeah. The thing is, most people don't know how hard you have to do it to actually get the heart to pump.
It's a ton of force.
Yeah. If you're doing it right, you probably end up breaking some ribs.
Wow.
Unless it's like a baby.
Well, yeah, you have to be had training on that. Back
well, this has been an uplifting segment of radio. The worldwide pandemic segment.
How would you want to die, Russ?
98 with
what did
great
Tyrion say?
Oh, we can't say what
at
Tyrion
the age
said.
Of 80 in my own bed with a belly full of wine and
blah blah blah
a beautiful
blah, blah.
Lady by my side.
Oh boy.
Quick break. We'll break it down. I promise we'll try and end on a positive note. Been a lot of yelling and screaming in the Truly Hard Seltzer studios.
You threw out some pretty bold accusations against me.
The state of Tennessee, CPR is mandatory for high school wellness classes.
That was not my high school wellness class.
No, it was the early 90s.
They were
right?
Like doing like I mean,
what,
sex
what, what
education.
Were they doing in metal shop?
This is your body.
Yeah, this is this is what happens when you hit puberty. Ew.
All right, back
quick break. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Be right back.
The Drive.
Hey guys, has erectile dysfunction got you down? Well, get back up and back in the game with WaveTech Medical right here in Knoxville. WaveTech uses cutting-edge acoustic wave therapy to restore blood flow and restore your love life with no surgery, no pills, no injections, no Band-Aid fixes. Set up your free consultation today by calling 865-761-4401 or visit WaveTechMedical.com. Catch the wave today at WaveTech Medical.
Drink what you truly want with light and refreshing Truly Hard Seltzer. Now with crisper, fresh taste. At 5% ABV, 100 calories, and just 1 gram of sugar, Truly Hard Seltzer won't weigh you down. Look for new Truly Lemonade, available now in 4 delicious flavors. Original, black cherry, strawberry, and mango lemonade. It's the perfect mix of hard seltzer and lemonade that's big on taste and low on calories. Pick you up a 12-pack and drink what you truly want with Truly Hard Seltzer. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Does your business need storage space? Do you need someone to safely deliver your product to you or your customers? With almost 40 years in the industry, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Our solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick-and-pack services, and cross-dock services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution at 865-521-6143 or visit them online at east10warehouse.com.
245 Tech is a Knoxville-based web development company creating successful web and mobile applications. 245 Tech's secure web attack team is the new standard for website management. Located on Kingston Pike, these are the go-to guys for support, speed tune-ups, and malware protection. 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small to mid-sized businesses. Don't wait to become another statistic. Give them a call today at 865-465-4040 or visit online at 245tech.com.
It's the best time of year in the sports calendar, and if you've been thinking about betting on it, now's the time to sign up with MyBookie. Between football season, the NBA, NHL, and more, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. Simply go to MyBookie.ag, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio, and use promo code Knoxville. Tons of ways to play and tons of ways to win. Use promo code Knoxville to double your first deposit. That's promo code Knoxville. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
Thanks for hanging with us. Now, let's get back to the drive.
All right, wrapping up the show this afternoon. Hope you all have a great weekend. We got overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. Don't forget a live edition of the Voluntary Reaction at Hops and Hollers tomorrow after the UT game. A lot going on here around Fountain Run. Keep it tuned. 105.7, 1340 AM for all the latest on Tennessee sports and beyond. Let's get Marcus in here. Marcus, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, I do mean to rile Bear up. But, Bear, how can you say that you're not going to watch the Lady Vols until they get back to where they're supposed to be and still watch Tennessee football?
The very definition of a bandwagon fan.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm just saying, Baird. I mean, if you're going to say that they got to get back to where they need to be for you to watch, then shouldn't that be for every Tennessee sport?
Marcus? Oh,
Trey's an Auburn fan. I'm from here. That's what you should do.
Born and
That's
raised.
Think you're funny, Marcus?
I mean, a little, but I mean.
I don't think you'd be funny. I think. The last resort.
Wow.
The caged animal. Hitting the flush button.
Taking my ball and going home.
It's been a minute. Cracking the whip, Russ, just like you wanted us to. Much needed discipline.
Usually the flush button is reserved for people who, you know, certain lines that are transgressed, not for. You'll never catch me if I'm boxed in. You'll never catch me reaching for the flush.
You flushed Jamie. You flushed Phil. You flushed Snowball.
Never for beating me in an
argument.
You
flushed Tweet. Bull crap. You flushed me before I joined the show for making you look like a just a common
Name
dolt
one.
That you are.
Name one.
You're too many to count, Russ.
Name one.
The time I told Jamie to stick his head in the oven, blow out the pilot light, and take deep breaths, you flush
okay,
me
well,
in.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a transgression of a certain ethical boundary. Not that I was wrong about anything.
Well, you were wrong at that time.
About what?
Jamie needed to do that. He was being a jerk. It's back before we made you got to be buddies.
Like you're like that fish at the end of the Faith No More video, just flopping around on the ground, flailing around wildly. Yeah, epic.
I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm telling you, looking forward to this weekend. Like 72 hours away from you.
Are you going to be together tomorrow?
Yeah. Aren't we hanging out?
God, we're going to lunch in the game.
Roger.
Thanks for the invite.
Is next. Hello, Roger.
Well, hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Not real good, Rog. Russ is being mean.
First of all, I got some questions for y'all. But y'all show, you mentioned about, I'm just curious about it. I got a question about the game tomorrow, but first of all, I ask you, kind of curious about, but y'all show, earlier about the caller, that's why I ask you about